Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day, dear Daddy-O's. Happy Father's Day to you. And many more. Yeah. Bonsoir and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs. It is June the 21st in the year 2020, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your host, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. Playtime with Sandra Radio is available to you via Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and New Groove and Rhythms, ngrmusic.com, as well as livinggrind.com. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called Love Space by Convulsic, and should be having a guest call in within the next several few minutes, so sit tight for that. But in the meanwhile, I will play for you, as long as it's still here, cross fingers. Yes, Black Metal Rose by Fierce Creatures.
First time that we met, my senses told me that your soul and minds were clear. Your energy give my spirit a big lift. Hey, hey. It's crazy how this life goes. Continuing on your life goals, you're supposed to keep control. Focusing on the road, clinging onto that little hope that I see you once more, and you tell me that you single, it's so we can take it slow. Ooh, and that's a fact. No need to rush, your personality attracts. Intelligence is sexy and you got that. You get it on your own. Makes me wanna have your back. If you scratch mine, I'ma side yours. Explore your mind, show me a tour. Push out bad memories from before. Leave a space for me and keep me stored. I got a hard drive and a mind that resent the Lord. Cry lean on me for support. The further you are, I think of you more and more. I never told you.
Yeah, you sexy, that's a fact. Hands out in the pack. Get that money flipping fat. Make me wanna have your back. All these hoes in the pack won't make me react. I only want you. Everybody else is trash. Yeah, you sexy, that's a fact. Stand out in the pack. Get that money flipping fast. Make me wanna have your back. All these hoes in the past won't make me react. I only want you. Everybody else is trash.
There's no better time than the present. Let's give our future relevance and use the past as a reference for a path to not step in. You a queen, how can you be less than Aphrodite's descendant? I want a session in which I could dissect your brain in segments, understand your concepts and add to your progression. Tools enough for rest and aura, capturing your essence, no second guessing. If I said it, then I meant it. Catering to your preference, listen and learn from your lessons. I'm trying to cause the opposite of stressing. Your guard's up, stop defending. I wanna break it down and help you build it up. Leaving imprints in each section, be your blessings in the skies of my mind. Your name I write in plain sight. Butterflies take flight when staring into your eyes. Glance too long, get hypnotized. You got powers, Wonder Woman, I don't think you even know. Not many like you, rarer than a UFO. Abduct me to your planet, no need to panic. We can do whatever you want, I'll plan it. This shit's landed, I'm enjoying your
camp. Yeah, you're sexy, that's a fact. Stand out in a pack. Get that money flipping fast. Make me wanna have your back. All these hoes in the past won't make me react. I only want you. Everybody else is trash. Yeah, you sexy, that's a fact. Stand out in a pack. Get that money flipping fast. Make me wanna have your back. All these hoes in the past won't make me react. I only want you. Everybody else is trash.
I got a crush on you. You know I got a crush on you.
Okay.
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com. The songs you just heard were Black Metal Rose by Fierce Creatures, Crush on You by Marc Angelo featuring Kalia Miles, and Forever by In This Moment. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Up Grindin' by Swift a Baby. Here on Playtime with Sandra Radio. Enjoy.
Yo, gotta step up to the plate like a pitch hitter. My little man on the way, I'm trying to fix dinner. Have a meal for him, even if I gotta destroy and rebuild for him. Look, the shit is real, I just hope it don't get real for him. Life is but a dream to me. I'm a king, freedom bell ring, sing to me. Had to analyze some things and what it mean to me. Balance, trying to find balance. Life triple beam for me, I'ma keep jabbing at a beat. Stepping on these motherfuckers' feet and they toes. And it don't even matter, summertime or wintertime. I drop motherfucking heat in the heat and the snow. Cause that boy Swiffer, and we don't do takeout, I deliver. I'm a A1 nigga, steakhouse. And I ain't jumping all over cars to clip up, that's what Blake bout. Nigga, I was running wild, 19, all in the club. Around the same time, then they'll put me on dub. High off life, that's different type drug. You ain't never had that feeling, you ain't like us. It ain't all about the money, it's more as you niggas faking the loyal. Type of shit, really, I ain't got energy for it. Man, fuck making friends, I'm just trying to make art. Grinding for my shit, what a near skate park. What's on the menu? I say eat your fucking heart out.
Eat your fucking heart
no
out.
Words for you jokers.
Word
nah,
you
I'ma pull your fucking cards out.
Pull your fucking cards
hey
out.
Man, hey man, that boy so hip hop, but they love him like commercial. On the airwaves, how I surf. Silly, I could really do this shit for days. But you know they say patience a virtue. Nigga Supreme coming. Nigga, the team coming. I'm just getting been straight, still trying to scrape 2013 money. Mistakes in my life, less snakes in my life, and I had to pay the price for it. So nowadays, I ain't trying to compromise. I ain't listen to your lies, nigga. I done lost nights for it. Yeah, step up to the mic, I don't write for it. Know some niggas moving keys like they type for it. I mean, anything they eat, niggas might blow it. Sometimes you got a vibe and weed, nigga, like Floyd. Undefeated, ha. That Supreme shit, I know you need it, nigga. Coming soon, coming soon. Yeah. Yeah, Swiffer, babe.
Kyle Young, is that you?
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Okay, I'm going to guess.
Are you
yes,
live right now?
You. I am live right now. You're live on the air. Is that okay, or should
oh,
I call
cool.
back?
No, that's cool. That's cool. I'm just at
okay.
home. Yeah, I tried to call in earlier. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm doing all this stuff with, like, the advertising things. I have no idea if that's, like, a partial reason or not why perhaps, like, everything's weird with the phone line. That's the only thing I can think of, unless there's just something off with BTR. I'm not sure. But, yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, we can begin our 500 millionth interview together. I don't know. For those everyone tuning in, I am speaking with Kyle Young. He's a musician, a hip-hop artist. He's been around for quite some time. I have Jess. She's in the chat room. Hold on, let me talk to her. And she says, hey, but yeah, I was thinking, like, okay, there's plenty of random things I can ask you that I've never asked you before that are just fun, like, interesting things. So you can, like, choose to answer. You can choose to pass. Nothing's, like, too crazy that I'm going to ask you. But, yeah, you ready? You ready for a list of questions?
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
All right. Cool. I just put my headphones on. Cool. Yeah. I'm glad to be on it. What do you want to ask me? What do you
okay,
want to
cool.
know?
All right. These are all very
How are you, by the way? Yeah.
Oh, that is such a nice question. And yes, Jess says, hi, Kyle.
Oh, what's up, Jess?
Yeah. I'm doing fairly well. I actually was able to get out once, you know, for the first time in forever. Went to Santa Monica to 3rd Street, and I bought a new dress. I think I'll wear that for future trips. It's a beautiful dress. It looks really nice. And I got to, like, be near the ocean and just kind of walk around, and there weren't that many people around. I still had my face mask and everything, but I tried, okay, the food place, okay, I might mess up the name, but it's, like, Barney's Beanery or Barney's something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Barney's Beanery. I know that place.
Beanery, yeah. I tried that place out for the first time. It was pretty good. I had, like, a California omelet, sour cream. No sour cream and no chili verde. But it was good. And I had, like, oh my God, a mimosa with it. So that was cool. That was, like, last week. Cool. And what do you call it? Okay, so the questions that I had for you starting off. Okay, so what are your favorite colors?
My favorite colors? How many do you want?
Okay, all right. One for, okay. As many as you want, but okay, for different things, like for wearing, like for clothing.
Okay, I'll tell you.
For clothes, first
yeah,
of
for clothing,
all.
My
yeah.
favorite color is black.
Okay, for cars.
Like just general. Black.
What about for cars?
Black.
Okay.
What's my favorite car? What's my favorite car? You're asking me.
Sure, yeah.
I thought you were saying
yeah,
what color
and,
for
make,
cars. Oh, yeah.
Color, make, and model, sure. What's your favorite type of cars? Make and model.
I think my favorite car is like a Range Rover, like a matte black Range Rover would be fire. There's better cars, of course.
Range Rover.
Yeah. That's the
kind
of
car are they pretty
like.
Good cars? Are they pretty good cars? Because I'm familiar with Jaguars, and I think they're the same, like, company now. Right?
I wasn't aware of that, but. Yeah, they're nice.
Well,
they're nice. They ride smooth.
Yeah, the dealerships I've been to, I've seen them
yeah,
designed.
Yeah.
So they have some kind of joint agreement or something. Okay. Your favorite athlete?
That's a good one. My favorite athlete would probably be Shoot, that's good. That's a good question. So that's like across the board. Let me think.
Yep.
It'd probably be somewhere between basketball and football. So
yeah.
I hate to say Michael Jordan because just because he was just so good, but like I respect him for what he did. I was trying to come up with
he's good.
It's hard to not say Michael Jordan, but I like Mike Tyson
now. He's iconic. He was iconic. You know, he has one of the most famous profiles in the entire world is Michael Jordan. Like all around the world, they're like,
oh,
Michael Jordan.
He's the silhouette.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I would say just off top, but I have to really think about
off top of your head. Okay, your favorite movie stars.
Favorite movie stars. I like Jeffrey Wright. That's my favorite actor, I would say. One of my
Jeffrey
favorite actors.
Wright. Huh.
He played like Basquiat. He played. He was in Shaft. He played Muddy Waters in Cadillac Records. He's played a lot of characters, actually. Look him up, Jeffrey Wright. So.
I probably know him by seeing him.
Yeah.
I probably know his face, but offhand, no.
I like him because he's a character actor, so you almost don't know his look because he always looks different in movies. But you know what I'm saying? You might know a role that he played more than his character. I like characters where actors where you forget it's them, or they can
they really dive into the character. Okay, have you seen the movie There Will Be Blood?
Yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis, he's kind of a similar actor.
Daniel Day-Lewis, that's one of my favorite actors because that's how he is. He just gets into the role. Like, you just forget he's there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's another great actor.
Okay.
Another great actor. What else you got? Or is that all of them?
Okay. No, I got plenty. I found plenty of random things to ask when I was waiting for the show to start. Okay, who do you think are the most beautiful celebrities? So they could be actresses or singers.
Favorite celebrity?
Most beautiful. Where if they were they wanted to meet you for a cup of coffee like tomorrow at 12. Who do you hope that beautiful celebrity is?
Besides Sandra London, maybe Sandra London. I would probably say
I said be still my heart.
I think I still like Christina Milian still. Maybe I'm old school.
Ah.
I don't have
pretty.
A new updated answer for that. Rihanna's fire. Someone like that.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Okay, I got a few more.
Your favorite musicians, where they were like, come on, let's do a song together. Who do you hope that person is?
I wanted DMX, Jadakiss, Busta Rhymes, like on a record. Like now, I think like I would want like Chris Brown on a record because I would want to do like a cool, like big song. So I'd probably pick like Chris Brown, and like if it was my ultimate wish list, I guess I could just be stupid and say Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Jay-Z. If I ever got a song with Jay-Z, like that would.
Khalid,
the singer, Khalid.
Yeah, Khalid.
Oh, he's fire. Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, of course. you're not talking about DJ Khalid, are you?
No, I'm not.
I would do a record with all these people, of course. That dude Khalid is fucking fire. He's very young too. Very, very young dude.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk?
The song looks, you know, he's fired. Iconic
sound.
Yeah,
I like that song. That's made me a believer.
That's actually
that
a good
song.
Suggestion. That's a good suggestion. That's like one that like you might have, might be able to still like reach him. You know what I mean? That's a good idea. It's a good.
You might.
Plug in
yeah.
At the right moment.
Okay.
Put him out where it's high. Yeah.
Okay.
What else you got?
Okay. What else? Okay. The celebrity that you'd most want to have a beer or a cocktail with, or if you could just go out with them to this weekend, or yeah.
Celebrity of beer cocktail
just,
with.
Just the saying that Jay-Z would be so
Kanye.
Awesome.
Kanye. And I should have said Kanye earlier.
You still got love for him, huh?
You can't not.
Yeah.
Look, that's the guy.
Let him go. Okay. All right.
There's too many. There's too many records by Kanye ever. He created a new type of consciousness. Awesome. He just flipped it. Like he broke down that you have to be a certain way if you're a certain type. I don't know how to explain it, but as far as hip hop,
right.
He like definitely changed the whole game. Like it changes. You had to be a gangster to be a rapper, essentially. Like, you really had to be, like, about that shit, or, like, at least appear to be authentic.
Yeah.
And it just kind of broke down this, like, box. That was a cool box. It was a cool thing to listen to and look at.
It was limiting. It was a very limiting box.
Yeah, you can only go so far with it. You can only go so far. Like, you might be a little gimmick, a little song of the week, but you weren't, again, like, people say, like, you know, yay. There was, for no, yeah, there'd be no Drake. So it's that type of idea. Just to be taken serious, to be the top guy now. You could be around, but just not the top guy.
Okay.
But anyway, what else you got?
All right. Your favorite city to live in and then to visit.
To
or,
live
or
in and visit,
both.
Okay,
could,
cool, I like
be,
that.
Yeah, they could be one and the same.
Yeah. Yeah, like, low-key, I think I like New York. I like the lifestyle of New York. I mean, maybe not now. I used to, like, really like the subways or whatever. Maybe not now with COVID and everything. But, somewhere between New York and L.A. and the best place to visit, shoot. Man, I need to visit more places before I answer that question. But where I've been, my favorite place to visit, maybe somewhere in Florida. Florida's just fucking...
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Miami
is where it's at.
Miami. Yeah.
Okay, well then that leads you to the next question then. Your favorite beach.
Okay.
Or beach town.
My favorite beach. I feel like all beaches kind of like at some point they kind of become the same thing. So I don't really have, but like as far as like what the pier and all that other stuff, like the surrounding stuff like that, like. I don't know. I gotta get out more. Go to Hawaii. We're gonna get that one another time after at a better beach because I was about to say
it. Come back
I was about to say Venice.
Ah, well, what LA's Venice? Yeah.
Exactly.
It's its own. Yeah. Oh, Jess is reporting that Miami is closed. Jess is reporting that South Beach, Miami is closed right now. So, South Beach is closed, so we got Venice for us. All right. Your favorite stores when you want to go shopping? Or favorite plazas to go shopping in. Like for me, I like South Coast Plaza in Orange County. That's my favorite.
Oh yeah,
all the stores in there.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, like my favorite store is like the dollar store. You look the hidden treasures you can find at the dollar store,
for
but like
clothes?
On some real shit.
Clothes?
Oh, we're talking about. I know, and I'm partly being funny, but I'm just saying, like, for clothes, I used to, I kind of, like, simplified my clothes, so I kind of just wear a black shirt and black pants every day, so I was just, before I was buying black pants at H&M, and then whatever
Very
black t-shirt I could find. So,
Very Parisian. You're getting along just fine in Paris. Have you been to Paris?
No, I gotta go. I got my passport. I'm ready.
Hi, there you go. Now all I need is like $1 million.
I like the van store too. I like going to the van store.
The van store
is great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What else you got?
All right. Your favorite hobbies, stuff you like to do that we might not know about, like you like shooting pool, playing basketball, bowling, skiing.
Right. I would say, I don't know if this counts as a hobby, but I definitely smoke marijuana. That might be more lifestyle or whatever.
Okay.
Some people might consider music a hobby. I consider it more than a hobby. It's more of a passion. But I like to skateboard. I recently started skateboarding. So I would say that is my current hobby. Are you any good? You go to skate park? No, I mean, I'm definitely still trash, but I can stay on the board now at least, which is cool. So that's an improvement from when I first started. So I was even more
there
trash. But no, I'm getting better every time. So that's just what's cool about it. You put it down for a little bit of time, and you come back a month later, and you're better a little bit. So that feels good. Put in those hours, you get better at it. So that's what I love about it. Something I was once. Yeah, something I always wanted to do as a kid that I never really just had the opportunity to try, and I was like, yeah, let's try that shit, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. I understand why people like doing it, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
All right, your most common sleeping position on your tummy, side, on your back, huh?
I'm a side. I sleep on my side.
Side sleeper. Okay.
Side sleeper.
And then.
Left.
Okay.
Right side.
Who? let's see. All right. So if you're stuck in quarantine, which we're a little bit less now, but still kind of, which items get you through the time spent away from social activity? What are the three things that save you, or more, or less? But that keep you from going that shit insane, especially when we're stuck where
what
you really couldn't even go.
What keep me from going insane during quarantine? You said three things?
Which items? Three or more or less.
Uh-huh. That kept me sane during quarantine?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you. Weed. My computer.
Yeah.
Weed, my computer, and I don't even know if I needed three. That was about it.
Okay.
You know, my phone.
All right.
My
phone.
Bed.
Okay. Okay. And then were you able to watch any movies during quarantine that you really liked? Like, I watched The Invisible Man. That was the only new. Well, I watched some different TV shows and stuff, some TV series. That were pretty good, but as far as like a movie, I watched the Invisible Man and then like Ronda Rousey documentary. I guess you could call that a movie. And that Santoya Brown documentary. That's what I saw. What about you?
Okay. Honestly, I don't think I watched one movie during quarantine. I think I watched Friday, like maybe like two weeks ago. I think that was the only movie. And then other than that, I don't really watch movies, but I watch like hip hop interviews, like Vlad TV, and like.
Do you watch Breakfast Club?
Breakfast Club. I've been watching No Jumper. I've been watching 85 South. It's cool. You should watch 85 South show. You would like it, actually.
Really? 85 South? Okay. Yeah, well, I like Breakfast Club. No, I'm only familiar
with 85 South.
I've watched a bunch of cool ones.
Yeah, 85 South is a little bit different. It's technically a podcast, but if you ever watch the TV show Wildin' Out, there's a couple guys from that have their little show called 85 South. And they,
I've heard of Wildin' Out. Is that an MTV show?
Yeah, they might be on VH1 now, but they started on MTV. It's like Nick Cannon's show. I think they're on VH1.
Uh-huh.
So it's the same thing. 85 South Show is pretty fun. But yeah, like all those good interview shows. The Drink Champs, another favorite of mine, with Nori, rapper Noriega, has a show. Mike Tyson, Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson podcast is pretty fire too.
What?
So I watch that. That's my TV.
He has
Mike
show.
Tyson has a podcast.
Has a
it's fire.
He has a show.
It's pretty fire.
Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson.
It's great. Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's fire.
That is really funny. He's already like goofy, so I'm imagining him hotboxing. I'm like,
yeah,
people?
No, you just see him like a regular person. Yeah, him and this guy Edwin Britton, he was like a former NFL player, as his like co-host in the interview. Huh. Everybody.
Oh.
It's good. It's fine.
Okay.
They interviewed Eminem. It's great.
Oh, nice. I got to see that. I want to watch an interview of Logic. I'm really into Logic right now. I'm feeling him and...
Oh, yeah. Logic is cool. Logic is cool.
Logic. What's his face?
He has some cool songs.
I'm forgetting his...
He's a great rapper.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Great
he's good. So, mm-hmm. what's in the future for you, mister, with your own career? Tell me what's keeping your passion alive with your music? Because I've been playing a lot of your older things. I still have, yet to play your newer music, to hear your newer music. I know it's going to be kind of hard with all this, everything's in a state of flux with being able to have concerts and things like this. But, hopefully there's venues, in L.A., Venice, somewhere where... Maybe a small venue where they could open it up to different musicians and stuff. What do you want to try to do stuff like that? Inside out kind of thing with your audience?
Yeah. As far as music, that's a good question, because you do have to wonder how is this, I feel like most of the money that's made with music is a live performance. So how is the industry affected with that? But for me, I've always kind of been a digital artist. I do love to perform and everything, and I do want to perform as much as possible, but I've always been a digital artist anyway, so making songs, putting those online, putting music videos online, stuff like that. So for me, I just kind of have always liked to just try and experiment with the medium and see what cool videos and projects I can put out. So that's kind of where I have always been, and kind of
has that led to you meeting up with other artists and stuff that are really digging what you're doing, that kind of want to collaborate or anything? Does that help you with that?
The more
you make videos,
I haven't,
and stuff like that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, actually, it does. And it's kind of like a portfolio, an updated portfolio. For the first time, it's actually kind of working, where it's I think Instagram is better now with that. So, yeah, it does actually lead to work. That's kind of how it goes. I'll, do a video, and then someone
That's
will
good.
Hit me up, oh, you do videos, cool, let me. And then, so But as far as the music moving forward, it's just the digital presentation, almost that being a small version of what could be before COVID, is now valuable content.
That's becoming your main thing. Yeah.
For some people, they might not be able to do everything themselves, so they need to rely on people, but they can't get the right person there because social distancing and all that. So it's they might be paused, whereas it kind of creates a good situation.
You know how to do it all by yourself.
The self-contained, where you can kind of do everything and you can still keep putting stuff out. So there's that empty slot where, maybe 21 Savage needs his whole team to do it right, whereas you might be able to get it, pretty good or good enough and put it out, and get that, grab that slot. So,
that's
how I look at it, just to keep going, just to keep going regardless. And the whole COVID and everything gives, the one thing I got from it is use the time, maybe your unemployment hits or whatever, you get that time now where you can actually focus and figure it out. But, you know, it's hard because you don't know what to think. You know what I'm saying? Stuff's opening up, but, you know, cases are also rising. So it's like, it's weird. So.
Yeah. California has been like a constant thing. Yeah, constant cases and more and more. Like, when are we going to start going way down, like New York? New York really, like, you know, made a huge effort.
Yeah.
So.
But what I was going to say is, you know, it almost doesn't stop, though. I did, like, a Zoom, you know, like, I did, like, a poster, a movie poster for somebody, and I did the whole thing on Zoom with them, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't wasting time sending the file back and forth. Do you like it? Sending different drafts. Like, we just, like, went straight, you know, to it. So, like,
one third session.
You know, you don't necessarily even have to meet up with people. You know, you can just kind of keep it pushing if you can, you know, figure out how to.
Wow.
Use Zoom and stuff, you know what I mean? Like that type of thing. So it's kind of where I'm at. You got any more questions for me?
I'm at the end of the questions that I made up, but now I'm looking at the songs that I have for you that are in my studio right now, and I'm wondering if you want to check out one of the songs that you want me to play. I'll read for you. Wait, let me.
Oh yeah.
One, two,
let me know what you got. I want to know what you have. I'm curious because.
What I have in my studio at this moment is Back Burner, Met the Devil, Never Sleep, Shock Miguel, Skin and Bones, That Ish I Know, This Is For, and Ugly Truth.
Whoa, you got the good ones. You have never. Oh, you guys. I see you some good ones. Oh, sure. Okay, I see you some good ones. Give me a list one more time. I'm sorry. You could. What's the vibe? What were you playing earlier? You could play The Ugly Truth. That shit was fire. Someone was just telling me that they were playing that the other day.
You want Ugly Truth? Okay. I'll list them all for you again.
That's the most
current. I'll play Ugly Truth, though. But, okay, number one, Zach Burner. Yeah. Number two, Met the Devil. Number three, Never Sleep. Number four, Shock Miguel. Number five, Skin and Bones. Number six, That Ish I Know. Number seven, This Is For. And number eight, Ugly Truth. So I'll play
You have that ish I know. No one has that one. No one has that. Shock Miguel too. You can even take that one's super old. You can even take that one out of the rotation if you want. That's like some old shit, but that shit is still fire.
What? It could be an oldie but goodie.
Yeah, that's a way back. Like no one definitely has Shock Miguel. Like you're about the only person that has that record. That's crazy. Shock Miguel. That's fire.
You don't like it?
If you want to play some, if you want to play some hype shit,
I like Skin and Bones.
Skin and Bones is dope too. That's one of mine. That's man, no one has that one either. I swear, you got all my crazy ones. Met the Devil is pretty common, but even that the fact that you have Back Burner is wild.
Back Burner is my favorite.
Yeah, I forget about that record sometimes. Yeah, I mean, you play that one too. Play them all, shit.
Okay.
That's dope.
Wow. Jess is telling me she doesn't even have that ish I know. She doesn't have that one. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's some obscure shit. That's like
I'm gonna play.
You caught me at the right moment when you asked for new music on that one because that was like a that was like a 3 week window where I don't even. That's shout out to Henry Smola, actually. Henry Smola made that record. That's off his album.
I have his name. I have his name in there by Henry Smola featuring Kyle Young. I got you in there.
It's actually Henry Smola's record. I'm just doing the rap on it. But
my God.
You got that ish right now.
Now you're making me want to play that one. What the hell? Okay, I'm gonna play that ish I know, and then I'm going to play Ugly Truth. And then I'm going to play Skin and Bones.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, you might as well play Met the Devil too, and because that's Met the Devil is probably like one of my most famous songs. Out of all the ones that you mentioned, but Ugly Truth, pretty big crowd favorite.
I'm gonna do Ugly Truth. Let me start with Ugly Truth. We're cool. Mm-hmm. Like we have like 3 minutes left, but I can go way past it. So I'm gonna go way past it and just play your songs. So you're welcome to stay on the line. I'm gonna play your songs. Alrighty, hold on.
Okay. Well, I might be able to hear it. Nice.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear it. Can you hear it?
Can they still hear me now?
Yes, they can. But I can put you on.
you're strong in your mind.
Charles Manson, yeah, that's reckless. Yeah. Always keep it going young and the restless. Looking slimmer cause I don't eat breakfast. Put the music number one on the checklist. Turning down jobs, slave to the rhythm. Started over, had to change up the vision. We're like animals in caves in the prison. An America that's based off division. Brows raises to make my decisions. You might think that I ain't really with it, but I can do anything I wanna do. And there's probably a reason I ain't calling you. People seem to follow through on things that they wanna do. Dreams they don't follow you, people don't acknowledge you. Saw life and they all do the same. Due to the lack of the funds to remain.
I don't need nobody. I can see my deja vu. I think I'm a rolling stone, but I never see it through. You think I'm a hurricane. That's the one of the things I do. If you give me one reason to stay here, give me one reason to stay here, I'll turn right back.
If I can get it in front of my eyes, then I'm reaching and grabbing it.
Reaching and grabbing it.
Making it up in my mind, imagination, I'm used to not having it.
Yeah.
Always work hard and only so far, forever been passionate.
Yeah.
Little yachts and living lavish, can't come back with a tax from a battleship.
Bow, bow.
Haven't had a job in a while now.
Yeah.
Bank account small like Bow Wow.
Little.
Still roll weed, got a powwow. The mistakes that I made have been my fault.
Yeah.
Life is often like a walk on a tightrope. Thoughts clouded cause I'm surrounded in the white smoke. Never really saw it coming from the iPhone. Making hits off the hit on the pine cone.
Smoke on the pine cone.
Cause you're strong in your mind. Burn all your bridges. Leave your old life behind. You can do what you want to do.
Cause you're strong in your mind. Cause you're strong in your mind.
Okay, and that was Ugly Truth by Kyle Young. Up next, I'll play That Ish I Know by Henry Smola featuring Kyle Young. There you go.
All I know, I've been on it for a while. And now I don't have to go and force a smile. Living life to the max, this is facts. Do some shit up in the air and I'ma get it back. Watch your back, I'm coming slowly creeping. Soulful beating, homeboy, don't go and beefing. If you're open with no defense, oh no, popo got us bleeding. Over motors with no reason, local hoes, no Mona Lisa. I am frozen, open season. Nuggets up in my brownie cause the smell would have me busted. As far as quitting weed, me and me haven't discussed it. Bust crystal encrusted, short on paper, so I dub it. I can vape it out in public, I get paid, she make my budget. Now grab her waist, dip her slow at my place. Hitting dro, eyes are glazed, sitting low, fire blaze in the soul. Just the way a nigga roll, and though placed up in the scroll, it's adjacent to my dome. Talking about that shit I know.
Talking about that shit I know. Talking about that shit I know. Talking about that shit I know. Talking about that shit I know. Our purple piston broke. Talking about that shit I know. 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 Our purple piston broke. Talking about that shit I know.
I wanna get as high as NASA. I'm gonna wrap my ass off. Running with the ball, perfect play, yeah, them hats up. Smoking Super Bowls, big championship smoke rings. So for the munchies, dominoes, and buffalo wings. I've been through some shit, so I am immune to most things. It'll cost so simple when you teach yourself to know things. Got a clear shot in my lane, talking big crowds.
shit might give you a migraine, trying to figure out.
Grab her waist, dip her slow at my place, hitting dro. Eyes are glazed, sitting low, fire blaze in the soul, just the way a nigga roll. Endo placed up in the scroll, it's adjacent to my dome. Talking about that shit I know,
talking about that shit I know. Talking about that shit I know, talking about that shit I know. Talking about the shit I know. Our purple pits and broke, talking about that shit I know. Talking about that shit I know. Talking about that shit I know, talking about that shit I know. Talking about the shit I know. Our purple pits and broke, talking about that shit I know.
That Ish I Know by Henry Smola featuring Kyle Young. And up next, I'll play Skin and Bones by Kyle Young.
I'm a pirate, nigga. Gold teeth and such. Got a skull and crossbones for you measly fucks. I'm a pirate, nigga. Bitch, give me the loot. I'ma make you lick the brown off the skin of my flute. I'm a pirate, nigga. Got a hook for a hand. I lost my eye in a fight, now I'm looking at sand. I'm a pirate, nigga. Got the cannon on deck. It's like yo-ho-ho with the plan in effect. A bunch of pirate niggas, wild and livid, searching for the prizes in it, mob the senate, bomb the village, Mazel Tov cocktail, you're about to witness what it feels like to be got with a shot of grimace. It is built into the plot, we some rotten killers, spilling pilgrims into rivers, tomahawks and quivers, burning trees and frigid winter, shiver hot meat timbers. What a scene we painted, hey nigga, die or fill us.
Hey yo, it's a pirate's day, yo. It's a pirate's day, yo. Hey, yo. It's a pirate's day, yo. It's a pirate's day, yo.
I'm a pirate, nigga. Wild with niggas, try to fight the vicious violence bitter. Your eyes couldn't spy the killer, blind to vigor. Your rhymes are a pile of litter, Kyle delivers. But I ain't talking about the genre though. Got the treasure map as an app on the portable. Your Taurus sort of horrible, morals to the porthole. Black flags casted, ragtag bastards.
Pirate niggas, wild and livid, searching for the prizes in it. Mob the senate, bomb the village, Mazel Tov cocktail. You're about to witness what it feels like to be got with a shot of grimace. It is built into the plot, we some rotten killers, spilling pilgrims into rivers, tomahawks and quivers, burning trees and frigid winter, shiver hot meat timbers. What a scene we painted, hey nigga, die or fill us.
Bomb the village, Mazel Tov cocktail, you're about to witness what it feels like.
like to be caught with a shot of grimace. It is built into the plot, piece of rot to kill us. Villain pilgrims into rivers, tomahawks and quivers. Burning trees and frigid winds and shiver hot meat timbers. What a sea we painted, ain't nigga die.